Leaders from Poland, Slovenia, and the Czech Republic are visiting Kyiv today as Russia continues to shell the capital. At least two people are dead from attacks last night, and Russian troops are about 10 miles away from the Ukrainian capital. The mayor of Kyiv has imposed a curfew. Siobhan O'Grady is reporting from Kyiv with our editorial partners at The Washington Post. Hi, Siobhan.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Siobhan, the bombings have been getting closer, and you've heard them.
That's right. So this morning around 4 or 5 a.m., I woke up to very loud booms that were probably the loudest that I've heard in the 3 weeks that I've been in the country. And it felt like they were quite close. We realized later that it was some kind of strike that hit only a couple of kilometers from our hotel. And several residential apartment buildings also caught fire in the northern part of the city overnight. So we are seeing what seems to be an increase in airstrikes on Kyiv, and that those airstrikes are targeting or at least hitting residential apartment buildings. And a lot of people have fled the capital, so they're not as populated as they once were, but civilians have been killed. So I think people who have chosen to stay behind in Kyiv or unable to leave are grappling with the fact that the city is continuing to be pummeled and that the situation could get a lot worse in the days to come.
So 3 million Ukrainians have fled the country so far. And with this new curfew, I'm curious, are people still able to get out of Kyiv? Are they trying?
We've been told that starting at 8 p.m. today that folks should not be leaving their homes at all. And the last time that a Kyiv curfew was put into place, we were told that even journalists and others who went outside could be taken for Russian saboteurs if you were seen on the street. So I think people are planning to pretty much stay put if they haven't left already, although I'm sure some have headed to the train station today. The train station has just been packed for weeks at this point with people trying to flee west because the train lines are still running. And of course, the trains coming the opposite direction are not nearly as full.
Well, leaders from three European Union countries, Poland, Slovenia, and the Czech Republic, are going to Kyiv to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. What are they trying to accomplish there?
I expect that if they arrive here and pass through checkpoints like the rest of us have had to do, that they will hear pleas from territorial defense members and soldiers to close the sky. They will see that the billboards on the side of the road that once advertised the weather and gave traffic updates now say, NATO, please close the sky. We do not ask, but we beg. That is what we are seeing around town. And even when I've passed through checkpoints, have had territorial defense members ask me, why isn't the sky closed yet? So I think when they arrive here, that will be the number one plea from Zelensky, and that we will see what they say in response.
Well, we're 21 days into this war, and Ukrainian and Russian negotiators are talking to each other again after a pause yesterday. Is there any hope in Kyiv itself that diplomacy could work, will work?
I haven't met any civilians here who trust that diplomacy will work at this point. I think people feel that the level of violence has just been so atrocious and outrageous that they don't have very much hope. I just left a meeting with a member of parliament whose family is stranded in Mariupol, a city that's been completely besieged. His family has had to cut down trees to cook. They're melting snow to drink water, and they have not had any power for around 2 weeks, and they're only able to contact him because they're lucky enough to have a phone charger in their car and still have some fuel left. And so when he talked to me about the situation, he said at this point, he doesn't even consider it a war anymore. What he sees is mass murder, and that is the general refrain that I hear from civilians here. And just yesterday, after some of the strikes on the residential apartment buildings, the mayor actually showed up to the scene and kind of surveyed the grounds where the attacks had happened. And he spoke to some residents. And what he told journalists there was that he believed that Russia was doing now to Kyiv what they've done to Kharkiv and Mariupol, and that it is only probably going to get worse. Mm.
Well, you mentioned the no-fly zone in Ukraine. President Zelensky has all been begging for one, something that NATO rejects, saying that it would escalate Russian aggression. What other options are on the table at this point, and what other aid is Ukraine requesting?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what other options exactly are on the table in terms of protecting civilians from aerial bombardment. And I would say that there's a lack of sympathy among people I've spoken to here for the argument that to close the skies would drag other countries into it, because considering it's Ukrainians who are now under bombardment, they just want any solution as soon as possible. And some have suggested even, could they close the sky over certain cities instead of the entire country, but at least to give some relief to people like those stuck in Mariupol and other places that have been completely besieged. But speaking to people who have relatives stuck elsewhere, they said, you know, that the Ukrainians continue to ask for other military support, but that for them, it doesn't mean anything if their families are still being attacked from above. So yesterday I met one man whose apartment was destroyed in a missile attack. And he told me that he doesn't think that NATO will close the sky until a European country in the EU is bombed. And that when that happens, maybe they'll finally realize that that's the only option that Ukrainians think can end this war.
That's Siobhan O'Grady, who's reporting from Kyiv with our editorial partners at The Washington Post. Siobhan, thank you very much. Stay safe.
Thanks so much for having me.